where entrepreneurs come to grow. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
And now it is time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. So Sonia Satra with Motisize, what is a secret you can share?
Well, back to energy, right? Energy and your mindset. Especially as a coach, I try to walk my talk, but I also try to do what I tell others to do. And so it's really, really important to stay in alignment with if I'm asking somebody else to do something, then I think it's really, really important that I've either done it or that I'm doing it myself.
So Lisa Lane with Rinsaroo.
I think when you can connect personally to people online, that's the key to really competing. And then when you grow on TikTok, guess what? They want it delivered the next day. So they go to Amazon and they purchase it. And then the Amazon algorithm will reward you because you're sending all this external traffic in. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, your product is number one in that category. So that's my secret tip. Well,
so Lauren Lane with Rinsaroo, do you have a secret you'd like to share?
I will say, as I'm trying to step into my mom's shoes here and eventually take over the business, it's just to have gratitude for the opportunity to do that. I found that since we are a small team, I'll often get stuck with some crazy work. I'll be answering the phone to people who have customer service complaints at all hours of the day, or just digging into things that I never thought I would have to do. But I feel so lucky to do that, and it makes the workday easy and more enjoyable. So always keeping gratitude.
I love that. I love that. Richard Gearhart with Gearhart Law. Do you have a secret?
Celebrate everything.
Yeah.
You know,
especially 300 episodes.
Yeah. Celebrate 300 episodes. Celebrate the small victories. Celebrate the big ones. Every night, Elizabeth and I will ask each other, well, what were the three good things that happened to you today? And depending on my mood, it might take a few minutes to come up with some ideas. But it is a great habit that she established for us as a couple. And it's in those, even those tiny little celebrations, I think, that make a difference.
Yeah, sometimes it's just we had enough to eat today.
Right.
Has there have been times?
Sometimes it's nothing bad happened. But it's part of establishing the gratitude, right? Yeah. And appreciating what you have.
So kind of back to Sonia's X factor, I feel like networking is really important still. So I have a very good friend, and she has done a lot for me to help me promote, get presentations and help me promote my studio. And she said, you have to come to this networking event Monday night. And I was like, oh, but I have to go because she's done so much for me. And I was so glad I went. It was a women's networking event, but there were people that talked about sleep. There's a sleep center. I'm going to go see if I can, if it can help me sleep. And then there was another woman talking about like just other things, like she was a dermatologist, and I'm like, wow, I'm really glad. And I met some wonderful women there. So I think networking is still important. And that X factor, like you meet people and you start talking and it's natural. It's not stinted like it is over Zoom or whatever. And you can read the body language. So that's my secret.
I mean, it's not just the business part. It's like you learn things that can benefit you in all parts of your life.
Well, sleeping definitely benefits the business part.
If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.
Learn more at PassageToProfitShow.com.